Welcome back to Wilderness Within. Welcome to Holy Week, the holiest of weeks in the church. I'm a convert to the Catholic faith, and so Holy Week has a really special place in my heart. I came into the church at the Easter Vigil. My whole family was there, and so this is always a really special time to me. It's truly my anniversary of receiving Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. So all of your prayer, all of your almsgiving, all of your fasting has been for the purpose of arriving here with clarity of sight. So our prayer, our fasting, and our almsgiving, in a sense, it cleans the windshield or cleans our glasses so that we can see clearly what the Lord is going to do for us in this week. I was not a postulant yet. I was a candidate with the sisters and was preparing to become a postulant. And when I was younger, I was very vain. So I was focused on the clothes, like how would these postulant clothes work and what was I gonna wear and what was all that gonna look like? And so I was sitting one day on a swing, a bench swing with my formation director. And she looked at me as we talked about the clothes and she said, "Sister, you're gonna be walking dead. That's what your clothes mean." And I was like, this is not going the way I had anticipated. And so she went on to talk about the prophetic sign of the dress of a sister and the prophetic sign of who a sister is in and of herself. And so she said to me, as a spouse of Jesus Christ, we have not received an exclusive or private title. She said, as a spouse of Jesus Christ, we become a reflection of what all of humanity is called to, a spousal relationship with Christ, which is fully lived when we go through the door of death that was opened by Christ to the resurrection. And so that's why she said, we're walking dead, and this is what our garb means, so that we can be a sign of the desire that Christ has to espouse every single one of us to himself. I want to encourage you this week to live this week like someone who Christ is proposing a spousal relationship to. And I know that's a challenge. You're not all currently spouses of Christ, but as his spouse, I really am making this plea to you. I think sometimes during Holy Week, we can get lost in our penance or lost in our emotions, are lost in the grief that can be present in Holy Week. But this week, I really would love for you to get lost in what he's doing for you. Instead of being preoccupied with your penances, to be preoccupied with the steps that Christ takes and to walk them with him, near him, with your eyes fixed on him, the same way you would as a spouse. My hope is that you will see very clearly what God has done, which is the marriage that God desires with man that was begun at the incarnation. This week it's brought to completion at the cross. Thank you. It's been a joy accompanying you through Lent. The greatest honor, really, one of the greatest honors of my vocation. And so I'm so grateful for you. God bless.